This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Tea Time with Becky podcast, where we spill the tea on how to live a high vibe lifestyle of self-liberation, living as your highest self on your highest timeline through energetic rewiring, living in flow, and creating your reality. If you're ready to tap into your innate magic and live as the highest version of yourself, let's dive in. Welcome back to the Tea Time with Becky podcast. I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I'm sure if you are an avid listener, you noticed that I took the month of December off from the podcast, and it is a very beautiful segue for today's topic of breaking the burnout cycle and remaining in flow. So for some reason, we often think that progress looks like this: gaining a bit of clarity or inspiration, moving full steam ahead. Then fear of losing the inspiration creeps in, so we push maybe just a little bit harder. Then we begin to feel that momentum slowing, so we push even harder, and then we hit burnout. And this burnout can look like exhaustion, frustration, complete loss of interest in whatever we were inspired or passionate about in the first place, maybe getting physically ill or mentally, emotionally depressed or down. And this is because we think that progress has to always be uphill. I saw this graphic recently, and it showed a beautiful layout of a progress arrow, and it moves straight uphill, and then burnout hit, and it drops straight down and flatlined at the bottom. And then there was another graphic next to it that showed a staircase, and the staircase progress arrow moved straight up for a short amount of time, then rested as the top of the stair, then progressed up, rested, progressed up, and then rested. And this really stuck with me because it truly was just such a beautiful and simple visual of the importance of rest and recovery after a period of progress. We're in this weird time of year where it's the beginning of the new year. So generally, the whole world starts shifting toward new year, new goals, or new year, new me. But I have noticed this beautiful shift this year, and it could just be because of the work I do or the accounts that I follow, but I've seen a lot of reminders being that we're in the winter season. So we're smack dab in the middle of the winter season, actually. And this is about being in a time of rest, introversion, slowing down. But today, I'm actually here to talk to you about a balance of both. Because you know how much I love cyclical energy. And when you look at this on a micro scale versus the macro scale of where we are seasonally on the planet, we know that we have an inward winter season, but we also have a spring, a summer, and a fall. So you can work with this energy using the moon cycle or your own cycle, but regardless of whichever way you work with it or look at it, it still very much exists. So how does this have anything to do with breaking the burnout cycle, you may ask? And in my opinion, it has everything to do with it. So I laid out what hitting burnout looked like when we started, but now I want to show you what the flow cycle would look like. So gaining some clarity or feeling inspired, tuning into what taking inspired action would look like for you, taking that inspired action while the momentum is there. When the momentum begins to slow, allowing yourself to slow with it, organizing and wrapping up where you're at so that it'll be easy to go back to when you cycle back around, and to prepare yourself for rest. Then resting without judgment, without shame, allowing time to reflect on all that you've accomplished with gratitude, and tuning into what felt good about what you did and what may feel better the next time around. Then, when that clarity comes back in and the inspiration hits again, you're able to go again. What does this cycle allow for? It allows for freaking flow with your energetic makeup, to meet yourself where you're at without judgment or guilt, because you know that you're moving with your unique energy and in turn avoiding that burnout and needing to start all over again from scratch. We really need to start leaning into the importance of rest and self-care as a means of nurturing our entire process and progress even. Making rest a priority can shift our entire lives. When we look at the winter season, we don't shame nature for slowing down. We don't shake our heads at the trees and go, you really should just be still trying to grow fruit through these cold winter seasons, even though you know that they'll freeze and die. We simply accept it fully as it is. If we offer ourselves this radical acceptance in any given moment, we liberate ourselves from doubt and fear that is no longer a part of us, and know that it's just an old system that we used to live by. We surrender to our nature. We let go of illusions and obsessions and release attachment to how we used to think things should be, opening us up to being surprised and delighted by a new way of being and receiving. There are also going to be cycles where you feel seasonal energy a little more intensely. And this could be when the macro or outward season that you're in aligns with the micro or inward season that you're in. So for example, when you're in an inward winter phase of rest, reflection, feelings, intuition, and introversion, and you're also outwardly in a winter season, you may feel this energy hit a little harder. But I want you to know that that's okay. Simply allow yourself to lean into this energy a little harder. Allow for that shift into self-care and nurturing your mind, body, and spirit. You may also feel like you need to shift into self-care through new modalities such as ritual, creativity, pleasure, doing card spreads, working with the water element, etc., so that you can be ready when that clarity comes and that inspiration hits to plant your seeds and take action. No phase is final or is going to last forever, so make the most of it while you're in it without trying to hold on to it into the next season. When the season is past, let it go, move on into the next. It will cycle back around sooner than you think. To break the burnout cycle and remain in a flow cycle, you must allow for that flow to take place. This means letting go of attachment to any season of your cycle being better than another or more important than another, and truly accepting that all are equal, all are beautiful, and all are a divine part of your process. I know that some seasons of life can be more difficult than others, and we can fall out of flow with our cyclical energy and push through. And yes, we're human and that burnout hits. Clearly, that is what happened to me in December and why I took the month off from the podcast. But knowing that that is also okay, just honoring your body when that burnout hits and really, really, truly allowing yourself to rest without shame, without judgment, and just saying, okay, I pushed too hard. I did not allow my seasons to flow, but I am committing to this rest. And when that clarity and inspiration hits, I will be ready to move back into that spring, act in that summer, slow down in that fall, and then rest again in my winter. I really, really hope that you love today's podcast episode. I would love to hear how it lands for you, how you're feeling with your own unique energetic flow, whether you move with the lunar cycle or your menstrual cycle. And if today's podcast episode helps get you through that transition into the new year, but also being in the winter season, so that you don't feel like you need to be setting new goals and acting out of flow with the season that you're in, but also so that you don't feel like you have to just be in a 3-month stint of full rest. Because really, you can work with the energies of both, but also by following your unique inner flow. So much love to you. If you love today's podcast, you know it would mean so much to me if you would leave the podcast a rating or review on whatever app you listen to it on, whether that's Apple, Spotify, regardless. It all just means so much and helps the podcast be able to reach more loving listeners. So much love to you, and I will talk to you on the next one.